special bulletin. America is now under martial law. All constitutional rights have been suspended. Stay in your home. Do not attempt to contact loved ones, insurance agents, or attorney. Shut up. Do not attempt to think or depression may occur. Stay in your home. Curfew is at 7 p.m. sharp after work. Anyone caught outside the gates of their subdivision sectors after curfew will be shot. Remain calm. Do not panic. Your neighborhood watch officer will be by to collect urine samples in the morning. Anyone caught interfering with the collection of urine samples will be shot. Stay in your home. Remain calm. The number one enemy of progress is questions. National security is more important than individual will. All sports broadcasts will proceed as normal. No more than two people may gather anywhere without permission. Use only the drugs prescribed by your boss or supervisor. Shut up! Be happy! Obey all orders without question. The comfort you've demanded is now mandatory. Be happy. At last, everything is done for you.
Welcome. You are listening to the Freedom Ministry on RBN, and I'm still your host, Chris Switzer. And we are reading quite a book, Exposing the Culprits Who Carried Out the False Flag Terror Attack, 9/11, which devastated America and Americans and led us into perpetual war in the Middle East, which was the plan all along, as we'll read on, with the Project for a New American Century and the neocons who wrote it under the Clinton administration, as well as the greater designs from Israel itself, called the Greater Israel Project, which entails that Israel shall rule the world from Jerusalem, from the Nile to the Euphrates. And that was exposed by an Israeli scholar named Israel Shahak. I would read anything by Israel Shahak. He's the one that translated it from Hebrew to English, which was the report, The Greater Israel Project. We're reading from 9/11 Evil by Victor Thorne, Israel's Central Role in the September 11, 2001 Terror Attacks, published in 2006. And if you wish to see my work, my video content online, you may do so for free by visiting bitchute.com, bitchute.com/ The Freedom Ministry. While it's still available to the public, it's, from what I understand, blocked in many European countries, but you can get by that with a virtual private network or a VPN application. I highly recommend getting one if you don't have it already. Let's get right back into it. 9/11 Evil. We're reading from page 29 of the book, if you have a copy in hand, right at the top. For starters, after the Twin Towers were struck on the morning of September 11, various law enforcement agencies received reports of men who had not only recorded these events, but who were also celebrating with delight. These men were seen in New Jersey's Liberty State Park, then later on a roof in Weehawken, New Jersey, and outside a building in Jersey City. How were they described? What follows are a few different accounts of their behavior from several people. Quote, they were videotaping the disaster with shouts of joy and mockery. They seemed to be taking a movie. They were like happy, you know. They didn't look shocked to me. I thought it was strange. They were jumping for joy after the initial impact. They were seen by New Jersey residents on September 11th making fun of the World Trade Center ruins and going to extreme lengths to photograph themselves in front of the wreckage. Still more witnesses saw them celebrating with high fives. It looked like they were hooked in with this. It looked like they knew what was going to happen when they were at Liberty State Park. After reading the above descriptions, take a moment and return to the morning of September 11th. What emotions were you feeling? I'd say it's safe to assume that it was rage, confusion, fear, and disgust. And you certainly weren't alone. In fact, except for the actual planners of these horrific attacks, I'll bet there wasn't a single person on the entire planet that didn't feel the same way, even in those countries considered to be our enemy. Yet here we see a group of dancing Israelis that were celebrating, applauding, and cheering the destruction. In my book, such a reaction makes them even worse than our enemies. They are our enemies. That's the point. For they have shown themselves to be the most heartless, inhuman creatures on earth. They are our enemy. And make no mistake, these men were indeed later identified as being Israelis. And here are their names. We will name them. We won't use ominous labels like Alex Jew Jones, Savon Kurzberg, Paul Kurzberg, Yaron Shmuley, or Shmuel, Oded Elner, and Omer Marmari. Those are the five dancing Israelis, or Mossad officers, who were apprehended by New Jersey police. They also went on a daytime talk show in Israel and gloated about this. That's also on my channel. Plus, upon apprehension, it was discovered that the five dancing Israelis were dressed as Arabs. This fact is crucial for both the Lavon affair and Israel's attack on the USS Liberty, were both supposed to be blamed on, you guessed it, Arabs. Were these five men nothing more than deja vu all over again? Before dismissing the possibility, reconsider Osama bin Laden's initial statement after 9/11, which was published by the BBC. Quote, "I was not involved in the September 11 attacks in the United States, nor did I have knowledge of the attacks. There exists a government within a government within the United States," end quote. And the FBI never pinned the blame on Osama bin Laden, because they couldn't. It's a bold lie. He continued, quote, "That secret government must be asked as to who carried out the attacks. The American system is totally in the control of the Jews, whose first priority is Israel, not the United States," end quote. Those are the words of one Osama bin Laden, longtime CIA asset, codenamed Tim Osman, who said it plain. These words are vitally important, especially when viewed in the context of all that has been written thus far. Therefore, I feel it is time right now to address 9/11 in the starkest terms possible. These attacks were largely an Israeli black operation carried out to further that nation's desperate, paranoid, imperialistic agenda. If we return to the dancing Israelis who had a direct hands-on link to the attacks in New York City, we discover that the van which facilitated their actions on the morning of September 11th was traced back to an Israeli-owned entity named Urban Moving Systems. As mentioned, this front company was run by Dominic Otto Suter, who was, as reported by Christopher Bolin, on an FBI suspect list due to his suspected involvement in other terror attacks. This information is coming directly from our nation's top law enforcement agency, while the first people arrested in relation to 9/11 weren't Arabs, but 5 dancing Israelis. So, why isn't Souter in prison, or even on trial? Well, the authorities didn't obtain a warrant to inspect his urban moving offices, and even interrogated Souter on one occasion. But when they paid him another visit, the FBI found that the place had been hastily cleared out and evacuated. He got the heads up. Looks like he got that Odigo call. Plus, Souter had fled the country. Where did he go? Israel! Ta-da! His disappearing act was so frenetic that some of his customer orders were still waiting to be shipped. Why did Mr. Souter make tracks so quickly? An answer can be found in a highly touted Jewish newspaper called The Forward, which stated in March 2002 that American intelligence agencies concluded that, quote, urban moving systems was a front for the Mossad and operatives employed by it. Makes a lot more sense, doesn't it? Other law enforcement reports stated that, quote, urban moving had been set up or exploited for the purpose of launching an intelligence operation against radical Islamists, while the FBI concluded that they were spying on local Arabs. Why would these various agencies state that Urban Moving Systems was engaged in a Mossad surveillance mission? For starters, the 5 Israeli operatives were dragged from their van after being flagged by New Jersey police officers, then handcuffed, while firearms were directed at their heads. Next, after their van was inspected, the following items were discovered: $4,700 in cash, Federal Reserve notes, foreign passports, box cutters, maps of New York City with certain monuments highlighted, and recently taken photos of the men celebrating as the World Trade Center towers burned in the background. These men even had the garish audacity to hold a lighter in front of the camera, like teenagers do at rock concerts. It should also be noted that an anonymous caller notified the Jersey City Police with the following information, verbatim from the original emergency tape's transcript. Dispatcher, Jersey City Police, caller: yes, we have a white van, 2 or 3 guys in there. They look like Palestinians and going around a building. There's a minivan heading toward the Holland Tunnel. I see the guy by Newark Airport mixing some junk, and he has those chic uniforms. Dispatcher: he has what? Caller: he's dressed like an Arab. The dancing Israelis were caught with box cutters and bomb-making material. Who else was supposed to have been in possession of these very same items? The 9/11 hijackers. But what if they weren't Arabs, but instead Israelis? Plus, the Levant affair proves that Israelis have dressed in the past as Arabs when committing acts of state-sponsored terrorism, then trying to blame it on someone else. Could this be a repeat scenario all over again? I'd bet on it. Anyway, upon arrest, the FBI's Criminal Division, or the Foreign Counterintelligence Section, Anti-Espionage Bureau, took over and soon found that some of the Israelis named were contained in a counterterrorism national intel database. The suspects were held for 2 weeks until, unbelievably, a judge red-stamped their deportation back to Israel. Luckily, saner heads prevailed, from the CIA nonetheless, and the Israelis were then detained for 10 weeks, some in solitary confinement, for 1 month. One of the parties, Paul Kurzberg, denied taking a lie detector test for 10 weeks. Then, when finally agreeing, failed it. His Israeli lawyer, Ram Horvitz, explained that he refused to take a polygraph test because, quote, he once worked for Israeli intelligence in another country. End quote. The other detainees' lawyers described their heartless, inhumane behavior after the 9/11 attacks as being nothing more than youthful foolishness. They're just being youthful fools. Is this a ludicrous excuse similar to that given for the three Jewish teenagers who burnt down 9 Alabama churches in early 2006, later described as a mere prank? But it seems that there were other Israelis who found 9/11 to be a joke. For an urban moving systems worker told The Record of New Jersey that his Israeli co-workers, quote, laughed about the Manhattan attacks the day they happened. I was in tears, but these guys were joking. And that bothered me. These guys were like, now America knows what we go through, end quote. Again, does it ever occur to these cretins for even one day that the entire universe doesn't revolve around Israel and its victim complex mentality? And no, it doesn't occur to them, because that's how they live. They are the enemies of God. Finally, after 2+ months of detention, the Israeli spies and potential bombers were released, subsequently returning to Israel. And who was most responsible for their get-out-of-jail-free card? None other than Israeli dual citizen Michael Chertoff, then a member of the Department of Justice and now head of the Homeland Security. How convenient, don't you think? Anyway, once back home, the dancing Israelis appeared on a talk show, where they explained why they were so close to the action on the morning of 9/11. The fact of the matter is, we are coming from a country that experiences terror daily. Our purpose was to document this event. Our purpose was to document this event. Well, to document this event in real time, you have to have foreknowledge that the event is going to occur. Get it? In case your eyes didn't just pop from their sockets, the biggest question right now is, how could these admitted Mossad agents know there was going to be a terrorist attack in the first place on the morning of September 11, 2001, where they had cameras already in place to capture all the action? Another mere coincidence? How could it possibly be that a mentally unstable patsy like Zacharias Moussaoui, endured a grueling trial and imprisonment. He's still in prison, mind you, while wearing a stun belt beneath his jumpsuit in the courtroom, while these five men were set free without any consequences whatsoever. Remember, and this is worth repeating, NBC News reported that when the Israelis' van was eventually stopped before reaching the Holland Tunnel, the following was called into the Jersey City Police Dispatch. Quote, there's a minivan heading toward the Holland Tunnel. I see a guy by the Newark airport mixing some junk, and he has a sheep uniform, end quote. What kind of junk could they be mixing? Well, officers disclosed to the Bergen Record that, quote, bomb-sniffing dogs were brought to the van, and they reacted as if they had smelled explosives. The Bergen Record also stated on the day after 9/11 that, quote, sources close to the investigation said they found evidence linking these two men to the bombing plot, end quote. In addition, on October 16, 2001, the Israeli National News ran the following story. The Israeli detainees were suspected of plotting to blow up a New York bridge, although this allegation never reached most Americans who were being told of Muslim plots against Americans. While the U.S. was being duped into believing that Muslim terrorists had masterminded the attacks on New York, it seems 9/11 foreknowledge extended even deeper into the nation of Israel. Specifically, the Zim American Israeli Company had rented space in World Trade Center Tower 1 on the 16th and 17th floors. That is, until a few days before the Twin Towers were demolished. To show how out of character, business-wise, this move was, Zim not only unexpectedly broke their lease, but they had to pay a $50,000 fine. Don't go anywhere, folks. We're concerned right after.
No more than two people may gather anywhere without permission. Use only the drug prescribed by your boss or supervisor. Shut up! Be happy. Obey all orders without question. The comfort you've demanded is now...
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
We interrupt this program with a special bulletin. America is now under martial law. All constitutional rights have been suspended. Stay in your home. Do not attempt to contact loved ones, insurance agents, or attorneys. Shut up.
Welcome back. You're still listening to the Freedom Ministry on RBN, and I am your host, Chris Switzer. We are reading an explosive book written by Victor Thorne, 9/11 Evil, Israel's Central Role in the September 11, 2001 Terrorist Attacks. And I'm right at the top of page 36, if you have the book in hand. We're reading about Zim, American-Israeli Company. It's a shipping company, large, transnational, Israeli-owned company, who broke their lease only days prior to the 9/11 attacks and had to pay a $50,000 fine for doing so. How could this entity have known about the impending attacks? Easy. According to Christopher Bolin, the parent company, Zim Israel Navigation Company, is nearly half-owned by the State of Israel, the other half held by Israel Corporation. And who was its owner? Answer, Israeli businessman Frank Lowy, who also had his hands in the real estate deal with the World Trade Center towers from the Port Authority with Larry Silverstein. It's all tied together. Before proceeding, all of the above information regarding the dancing Israelis and urban moving systems has been chronicled over the past few years by Michael Collins Piper, Christopher Bolin, the American Free Press, Mike Rivero of What Really Happened, and many others. Their investigative efforts cannot be overstated, for they've contributed to one of the most vital and overlooked elements of the 9/11 puzzle. The most curious aspect of this incriminating evidence is, why hasn't our mainstream media, or even the majority of researchers in the alternative media, reported on it? One of the possible reasons can be found in a bold statement made by former Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon on October 3, 2001, to Shimon Peres, as reported on Phil Yisrael Radio. Quote, "Every time we do something, you tell me America will do this and will do that. I want to tell you something very clear. Don't worry about American pressure on Israel. We, the Jewish people, control America, and the Americans know it." And so, as is consistent with their modus operandi, whenever the cabal needs to push their agenda to the next level for a spike event, they resort to violence. This pattern has been utilized since time immemorial and is summed up best in this quote from author and philosopher Max Stirner. Quote, "Might is a fine thing and a useful for many purposes, for one goes further with a handful of might than a bag full of right." End quote. This very simple concept, a complete lack of regard for human life, is what differentiates the majority of human beings from those who push the course of human history in such a bloody direction. They kill. They don't mind killing, and they're very adept at getting others to kill for them. Most people can't grasp the cold-blooded alien nature of these creatures, for their mind frame and constitution is so starkly opposed to ours that we can't even comprehend its existence. But these monsters, have always killed. Yet in the majority's mind, freedom can be attained via ideas, such as in this line from the movie V for Vendetta. Quote, "Behind this mask, there is more than flesh. Behind this mask, there are ideas, and ideas are bulletproof." End quote. But as was pointed out in a commentary on this film by Paul Sandhu, in all of man's history, freedom has never been attained by ideas alone. End quote. The controllers formalize their ideas, i.e. their agenda, and spread them through the populace via a complex set of propaganda techniques, then implement them via war, state-sponsored terrorism, and other acts of savagery. This simple formula is revisionist history 101. And it is what permits those atop the control pyramid to continue their vicious rule, especially the final variable, violence. The ultra-rich and ultra-powerful are different than us, and not only because they have more money. It's also because they're more than willing to kill, and they like killing. To them, terror has become a much cherished ritual, which shell-shocks their citizenry into a continuing form of post-traumatic stress disorder. This debilitation accumulates to such an extent that the subjects of this onslaught can only compensate through avoidance, deliberate amnesia, or general apathy. Sound familiar? As a result, via public education or indoctrination, mass media conditioning, and the above-mentioned shocks to our system, Pearl Harbor, Hiroshima, the Manson slayings, Waco, Oklahoma City, Columbine. Don't go anywhere. Right up.
No more than two people may gather anywhere without permission. Use only the drug prescribed by your boss or supervisor. Shut up. Be happy. Obey all orders without question. The comfort you've demanded is now
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product, has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We interrupt this program with a special bulletin. America is now under martial law. All constitutional rights have been suspended. Stay in your home. Do not attempt to contact loved ones, insurance agents, or attorney. Shut up. Do not attempt.
Welcome back. You're still listening to the Freedom Ministry on RVN, and I am your host, Chris Switzer. We are reading from 9/11 Evil, Israel's Central Role in the September 11, 2001 Terrorist Attacks, published in 2006 by the late Victor Thorne. And we are continuing on page 38, if you have a copy of it. So as a result, via public education or indoctrination, mass media conditioning, and the above-mentioned shocks to our system, Pearl Harbor, Hiroshima, the Manson slayings, Waco, Texas, Oklahoma City bombing, Columbine shooting, etc., it's almost as if we become genetically modified for each generation to the point where we're passive lambs with no fight or taste for revolution. Interesting. This huge imposition of fear inducement has created an atmosphere of silence and inaction on the public's part, so much so that it's akin to someone watching a serial rapist repeating his predatory act over and over again without intervening. It's the same with government New World Order killers. By remaining docile, we're in essence giving them our consent. Worse, These devils had programmed us so extensively that after committing their murderous deeds, the people actually turned to them for protection and salvation. Why? Because instead of discerning who the real culprits are, the cabal externalizes the threat to their latest hand-picked enemy, either real, perceived, or imagined. In this sense, our attackers and betrayers also become our guardians. It's called controlled chaos, Ordo ab Chaos, or the motto of the 33rd degree of Scottish Rite Freemasonry. They create turmoil, provide us a solution, and then reap the benefits of a desired outcome, i.e., the Hegelian dialectic at its most sinister. To perpetuate this mindset in the public, our terrorizers keep ratcheting up the fear on a continual basis. Do you recall the aftermath of 9/11? First, there were the staged anthrax scares, which ended immediately after the ingredients were traced directly back to a rabidly anti-Arab group of Zionists, specifically the Jewish doctor Philip M. Zack at Maryland's Fort Detrick Biowarfare Facility. Then, there were a slew of terror threats against malls, trains, stadiums, etc. When coupled with Homeland Security's color-coded terror alert charts, which were repeatedly broadcast on television and radio, a permanent, all-permeating atmosphere of fear enveloped our society. See something. Say something. Hell, there wasn't even a Homeland Security Department prior. It was created whole cloth from this event. Intentionally. By design. Of course, this scenario played perfectly into the cabal's hands. For instead of investigating what really happened on 9/11, the vast majority of people were too preoccupied looking over their shoulders or turning their neighbors in under the TIPS program, Terrorism Information and Prevention System, where mail carriers and truckers were urged to report any suspicious characters they saw along their routes. Complementing their criminality was the mainstream media, which very overtly planted the ideas that government was here to protect and oversee the public good. Over time, huge parts of society become addicted to this terrorization. Unadulterated fear junkies crawling and begging to their big brother dealer pimp. Picture it as such. A dog gets beaten every day by its owner, and as a result, it cowers in a corner, afraid to bite back or even snarl. Yet when the front door and or fence are left open, the dog doesn't flee. The reason why is obvious. Due to being so demoralized and defeated year after year, the mutt simply accepts its state of enslavement, for the lack of responsibility and passivity become preferable to actual freedom. Naturally, the powers that be would never give us permission to tear back the veil in such a revealing way. So instead, we're fed the exact opposite. Instead of exposing our submissive positions, the mindbenders use a different tack by controlling us through false compliments. How so? Well, isn't it obvious that we're the freest people alive? And because of this extraordinary gift, we need to defend our freedom by killing all those who want to steal it. Yes, we live in the greatest country, USA. We have the best form of government. Democracy and economy, capitalism, with the number one president at the time, George W. Bush, led by the only true religious leaders, the moral majority's televangelists. With this mantra psychically driven into our heads for weeks on end while Americans were at their most susceptible and traumatized, we became conditioned by the message via the Jewish-controlled mass media. And who were we told was responsible for attacking all that was so great? Israel's long-standing enemy and neighbor, the Arabs. To reinforce this angle, they even executed a partial hangout on the Bush administration by tying them to the clandestine escape of Osama bin Laden's family and other Saudis in the days following 9/11. We were told, if these Al-Qaeda Muslims hadn't been guilty and snuck out of the country, Americans would have torn them to shreds. As if straight out of a twisted psychological experiment, the populace was mesmerized by their TV screens for what seemed like a timeless duration. The days unfolding upon each other as their terror-filled minds were most suggestible and vulnerable. I even knew one woman who didn't leave her house for months, her TV fear addiction so immense that she made her dog sick with all the negative vibes she was emitting. Fear is their drug, dealt upon a populace by the same criminals that control global narcotics trafficking, money laundering, assassinations, and other mob activity. To understand 9/11 evil, the first notion facing us is that world government is a vast organized crime syndicate that uses state-sponsored terrorism as one of its many and most effective tentacles. Yet, throughout recent history, there hasn't been a single authentic conviction for one of their terrorist acts. Rather, a string of convenient fall guys and patsies are paraded before the public while they use the act to start wars and make even more money for their quote-unquote legitimate enterprises, banks, war machine, etc. At the same time, they thumb their noses at us with an appalling arrogance. It's become a mockery, for getting away with their crimes is now second nature. It's accepted, and what this does is increase their evil, their virility to commit more crimes in the future. The plandemic, anyone? The coronavirus, COVID-19, would have never been possible in a pre-9/11 America. Over time, they've become known, at least in their own minds, as invincible demigods who are beyond conviction. Name even one true prosecution. The USS Maine, the sinking of the Lusitania, Pearl Harbor, the JFK hit, his brother, RFK, Martin Luther King assassination, Oklahoma City bombing, or 9/11. The history books are filled with lies. Look at John Kennedy's murder in particular. The perpetrators got away with it scot-free. And once they blew our president's brains out in broad daylight, they were convinced they could get away with any crime under the sun. The same cabal which operated on November 22, 1963, is the same exact one as September 11, 2001. Anyone that could orchestrate a noontime slaughter of our president, destroying Camelot in the process, is capable of any criminal act. And who was ultimately fingered as the culprit? According to, in my opinion, the best source available on the subject, Michael Colin Piper, it was definitely Israeli linked. And what press pass did one Jacob Rubinstein have at the time? Yes, the Israeli press. With that, we will take our first caller, Andy in Texas. You're on the air, Andy.
Oh, hey, thanks, Jeremy. Appreciate it. Chris, my bad. I get you and Jeremy mixed up. No, because you guys are both very emotional and religious in some respects, not necessarily spiritual. We'll go with that. Anyway, having said that, who's the biggest problem? What is the biggest problem? The biggest organization that's a problem for our world right now. The biggest organization, and there's several of them, but they all seem to be very similar. And without even making a guess on it, I'll tell you straight up, it's government. If we didn't have government, we wouldn't, and TV that supports government, we wouldn't have people going, putting Ukraine flags in their front yard, supporting the United States in a war against Russia when they know nothing about what's going on. None of this stuff would happen. The biggest problem in this world is governments. And currently what they've done is they've synchronized all these governments. They've got enough governments to go along with what they wanted to happen. And we saw through COVID, the ones who said, no, you're not bringing a vaccine here. Haiti president killed, Zimbabwe president president killed. These presidents have said, no, you're not doing this to our people, blah, 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 gone and stuff. They don't care. And so the biggest problem here is that we put so much trust in government. Now, having said that, I'll switch to another spot. Think about all the money they just sent to Ukraine. Think about all the money they've sent to every country, the $30 billion or whatever they send to Israel every year. If they had to, and this would be for the people, by the people, if they had to do something like that or thought they had to do something like that, they should present it to the states, and it should be put on an initiative, and they should either call an emergency vote to find out if, but they can't do that because the states would have, there's too much control there because they wouldn't get what they wanted. There'd be some states that wouldn't allow them to win the vote. And just like changing the Constitution, you need 3/4 of the states to agree to changing an amendment to the Constitution. You should also have 3/4 of the states agreeing to send billions of dollars to different countries in which you keep collecting from us, and you threaten us with jail if we don't pay it. But you're not spending our money, the way it's supposed to be. Now, I know everything they're spending now is nobody's money because they're off in never land. We can never pay this back. We're not on the hook for this. And it is a fiat currency. There's no absolute way that it could ever be paid back. And we are not slaves to these people. And in fact, all the farmland that Bill Gates bought is not his. He bought it with monopoly money. It's not his. These guys manipulated this entire situation. Now, here's the key to the whole thing. The solution is you looking in the mirror, all right? Look in the mirror and say, hey, I'm not looking for anybody but me to fix this. And then you got to realize, but I can't do a whole lot by myself. However, you can, but we'll go with that you can't do a whole lot by yourself. However, now that gives you the motivation to start an army. And I don't mean an armed army, but a group of people. And that's where you have to reach out to other people and get them to understand this. Now, I understand that's very difficult. That's why the government's doing this to us. That's why the powers that be are doing this to us, because they got us in a stupor state where we're all so superseded to our lives that we already have that we don't want to see any deficiency to it. And if when we wait and we find out that our lives are no longer worth living anymore, oh, my God, my money's not buying anything. The food is gone. If we wait till that moment, it's over with. And all we're going to have is anarchy, and it's not the good anarchy. Good anarchy is, hey, you just govern yourself, and with good morals, anarchy is a good thing to do. But this kind of anarchy is going to be out of control anarchy, where people are going to say, hey, your food's mine, damn it, get out of here. Stuff like that. This is what's coming to us right now, and we're walking right into the trap. And like I said on a show earlier today, and I'll let you go with this one, they did the 1917 pandemic, the Spanish flu, and what happened? They turned on the frequencies and stuff for the telegraph and whatnot, and these frequencies, they affect our bodies and whatnot. And now they're doing it again 100 years later, over 100 years later, in 2022, with these new frequencies and stuff, and they're trying to tell us it's a new virus and whatnot. No, it's frequencies. And I think Janice from the 12 o'clock show could describe that a lot better. And there's other people that could probably even do better than she can, but I've listened to enough of it to know that the frequencies are really what is leading these viruses and stuff. As they change these frequencies, as we move up in the new tones, the new ultrasounds, everything that they're putting out there, yes, it's causing illness because we're not supposed to be subjected to these frequencies and stuff, but they're doing it, and then they're trying to tell us it's some sort of pandemic and whatnot. I don't know. I'd really have a whole lot to say, but I need a platform for that.
Oh, man, it's welcome. You're right. But unfortunately, as you probably know yourself, you're well-educated and informed yourself. It says it right in the Declaration of Independence that, you know, we should be able to overthrow a tyrannical government. But then in today's law, it's against the law to even conspire and talk about that. So, hey.
Well, yeah, but not only that, Chris, but the people have been dumbed down and stupefied and put into their little lives. Everybody doesn't want their life to change. So they'll do what they have to as long as they don't have to get up and do something about it. Hey, there's a lot of people listening right now on the radio, perhaps, that are like, hey, thank God there's people out there talking about this stuff. Thank God there's people doing this stuff. Thank God. And they're all thinking about somebody else is going to do this. That's why they showed us all these Superman movies and these Batman movies and stuff. They want us to believe some superhero is going to come save us. And the superhero is you. You look in the mirror and look at yourself and say, do I want to live like this? But nobody has the information that most of us have, and so they can't even come to the conclusion that they have to fight, let alone stand up for something. But they just as soon let somebody else stand up for them. It's absolutely pathetic, Chris. It really is. But these guys have done a very good job of dumbing us down with the food, air, and water. Nobody can deny that. Even your bottled water is tainted. You're getting nanoparticles and plastic particles and stuff, which is terrible. Your body can't get rid of them. Blah, blah, blah. This whole thing is about depopulation. And a lot of us right now, the alarm should be going off, but a lot of us are just sitting on our butts going, oh, somebody else will fix that.
Right. That's right. There's no fire insurance for this, what we're experiencing right now. You got to do it for yourself. You're absolutely right, Amy.
Yeah, I would suggest that people should get out there and start unifying with their, if nothing else, go find your local farmer that the government's coming down on, and you know they will. If they're not coming down on them, they will be soon. They're trying to get rid of our food. We should defend the people that we know we get our food from, and we should have defended them right after COVID when they did that on purpose. I mean, how many farmers buried their crops and stuff right after COVID, because they shut down all these hotels, motels, casinos, you name it, any place that had food. So these people didn't have no place to take their raw food.
Hey, I'll hold you over after the break if you want to hold on, Andy. Be right back.
Okay. The comfort you've demanded is now
President Biden tried to emulate JFK. I'm Peter Serafine with today's Liberty Minute. While at the John F. Kennedy Presidential Library on Monday, the 60th anniversary of President Kennedy's moonshot speech, Biden said Americans would end cancer as we know it. Biden specifically set the goal of cutting cancer deaths in half within 25 years. Has Biden forgot that video cameras exist, or does he think that people are just too stupid to ever remember anything? Richard Nixon declared war on cancer in 1971, the year before Biden was elected to the Senate. Biden himself claimed that he would end cancer as we know it when he first ran for president in 1987. The media is running with Biden's cancer moonshot speech like it's a brave new promise. President Biden, JFK, you are not. Find more news and commentary at liberty-lighthouse.com. Until tomorrow, Sivus Pashem, Parabellum.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855, the number 2, keep it today.
America is now under martial law. All constitutional rights have been suspended. Stay in your home. Do not attempt to contact loved ones, insurance agents, or attorneys. Shut up. Do not attempt.
back on the air. This is the Freedom Ministry. I'm your host, Chris Switzer, and we have the caller held over from before the break. Andy, you're still on the air, right? I have you?
Yes, I am, Chris. And you say you got another caller, so I'll be really quick.
No, I don't. You're it, man.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll still be really quick. You got to finish the show here. the simple fact that people haven't realized that we've been the solution to this all along, and that just lends some credence to how dumbed down we are. Look at this stuff. I mean, look at these stadiums and these college games right now. They're full of people and stuff. They don't care that the food's running out. In fact, they don't even have an idea. They just know the prices are going up, and somehow this will pass. Yeah, so we've got a whole bunch of people that really need to be on board with us and stuff, and we could fix this, because the solution is with the people. As soon as we realize that once we stop complying 100%, or even a majority of people just stop complying, makes me wonder, though, how these people, why they're giving us so many clues. How come they gave us Donald Trump? Which also lends some credence, did they give us Donald Trump? But there's a lot of evidence to prove that he was given to us to appease us. And my opinion on that real quick is, he was put there to start a civil war. Think about this. He was the opposition. He's got a whole bunch of people following him. They knew it would be a popular movement. Then they go and raid his place. They get Lindell's place. They go after Alex Jones, all part of the people that he's associated with and stuff. They're trying to piss off the majority of the population so they can get their little civil war going. And I'll let you go with that. You got to close out a show. Thanks for your time, Chris. Really appreciate it.
No, I appreciate your call, as usual, Andy. God bless you, brother.
God bless you.
Yeah, as per usual, Andy from Texas is right on the money. And yeah, they select these presidents and put them into these positions with a purpose at hand. And this has been the boiling frog syndrome, where slowly over time they have boiled us to the point where it's at boil now. And, you know, we're in the pot. We're there. There's a 5-alarm fire. And what are you going to do about it? What are you going to do? You can't listen to the talking heads. You know, you can't listen to Trump. You can't listen to Biden. It doesn't matter what party line you're on. You have to go to God. You have to look at the facts. You have to get the truth. And you have to prepare your own house in order. Prepare for what's happening, folks. Use your head for something other than a hat rack. Listen to everybody. Watch everything. But trust nothing until you can verify it in your own research. The late Bill Cooper admonished us with that. And it's true. But please, for the love of God, turn off your televisions. That's not what I mean by watch everything. I'm talking about things that you want to see, that you need to see, like information, you know, real news, if there is some to be had, through alternative means and outlets. It's getting to that point. It's almost hard to believe anything you see on that screen. And as Andy said, these frequencies are pumping through our bodies, and they're unnatural and foreign to us. So they cause disease. Little black scrying, you know, screens. It's not good. But go to God, guys. Thank you for listening. Continue to listen to RPM. Yeah.
No more than two people may gather anywhere without permission. Use only the drug prescribed by your boss or supervisor. Shut up! Be happy! Obey all orders without question. The comfort you've demanded is now...
Standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine.
to you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.